We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Rob.
Afternoon, everybody.
Congratulations to you and your guys. 52-48 win on the road at Monmouth. What did you like most about the way your team played on Saturday?
That we won. It's been a while. Offensively, we played obviously the most complete game we played in a very, very long time. Thoroughly impressed. Dialed in all week. Great week of practice. Defensively, we've kind of interesting. Unintended consequences of life in a pandemic. You lock yourself away for 2 years and then you let yourself out. Come fall, all the germs that exist in the world will help you catch up in a heartbeat, whether you like it or not. So defensively, I can't even I can kind of remember some of the guys that played on Saturday, the ones that played their hearts out. But when we got down to later in the fourth quarter, I think we might have had three total defensive linemen in the program still eligible to play. And we fought hard and found a way to win. So, you know, who do you want to be when it gets hard? A lot of guys answered the bell. A lot of guys stepped up and found a way to win a game on the road in this league. That's pretty tough.
Let's start with that offense. You've had some struggles at times this year, but you score on 9 of 10 possessions on Saturday. I think you're 7 of 7 in the red zone. What clicked and what went so well?
It's amazing. We went back and reviewed the film, and the number of mental errors that were achieved by the offense could have been counted on one hand. And that hasn't happened in quite some time. So, you know, it's amazing what happens when everybody's focused on the same page and doing the thing that they're supposed to do. I was impressed with the offensive line. I thought they've played their best game. I was impressed with the corral of running backs. I thought they played their best game. And Terrell Pigram clearly played his best game, and that made a huge difference.
A question from Ed Lee. Go ahead, Ed.
Morning, Rob. Staying with the offensive line, wanted to ask you about Cole's touchdown. What inspired that play?
Oh, well, we tend to put a lot of offensive – I don't know. We tend to make all kinds of funky formations. And the more I watched, so scratching the back of my head and realized we had 6 linemen on the field, I had to run through the rule book and see if it was legal to do what we were going to do. But it's something that is legal, obviously. Cole's been a starter here forever. He's a captain, tremendous leader, tremendous student athlete. He's going to be highly successful in his life. He's strong. And as we're going along, not only did this seem like a good idea, but it seemed like a fun idea. And anytime those two things can run together in the same sentence and during football, we want to do it. So it was a fun day. It's a memorable day. It's something that clearly he and the offensive line will remember. And the offensive player of the week for us this week wasn't Cole. It was the entire offensive line.
Do you have a name for that play?
We called it Hawk.
Hawk?
Sure.
Is there a reason why?
Because we were playing the Hawks. had to call it something.
I didn't know if it was like a Towson special or something.
Nah. Oh, hold on. Now, let's be honest. I saw it on the internet. I got social media, too. Every offensive lineman in the country thinks this is the coolest thing in the world. Every O-line coach in the country thinks it's the coolest thing in the world. And I'm sure you'll see some version of it down the line. For me, I just look at it as a recruiting tool. Man, wouldn't I like to be the offensive lineman that goes and plays for that guy?
Speaking about Cole in general, in terms of what he's brought to the team, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe he was the only returning starter from last year in terms of the offensive line. What has he brought, you know, to that unit up front?
Well, everything. Leadership above all else. While he is the smartest offensive player we have, and he knows the offense inside and out, Tyler Johnston, Jabari Allen, and Luke Hamilton all go down, and they are the veterans of the veterans. Those were the leaders. And Cole is without them for the entire season. He has single-handedly carried that load. And without him, I have no idea where we'd be.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed.
Rob, certainly one of the big stats. I'm going to say one more on the offense. 12 of 15 on third down, an amazing percentage. You guys control the ball for 35 minutes. When you're playing an offense like Monmouth, how key was that stat?
immense. To be honest, we had a good rhythm. We were mixing it up, running it, throwing it. And we had the idea that we could score on some big strike plays. And truth be told, if we would have done that, we'd have probably lost the game. Tyree Foreman did a great job calling it. He managed it. He managed the offensive success that helped make up for the defensive lacking, the number of kids that were out, We're playing our face off against one of the best offenses in the entire country. And one of the only ways to win that game is to keep the ball out of their explosive hands. It was a great, like, if you're going to play a team like that, who's that good on offense, then your offense better be awesome and your special teams better be awesome. And we did a great job as a team filling in those gaps.
Let's talk about special teams. Diego Hunter with an unbelievable game, 334 all-purpose yards, the big touchdown on the kickoff return, the punt that set up another touchdown. How big were those plays, and how nice is it to have a guy back there that can do all those things?
How nice is it to have those plays? Those plays are awesome. Having that guy, like, and I'm putting everybody on notice. Like, this guy's not what the national special teams player of the week, and he's been player of the week. Like, he better not be third team this year. Good Lord. I mean, he is truly amazing. And there's another stat that's being left out in this. This is how long I've been involved with this program, that he was not very far away from the total number of yards in a football game by a player in the history of Towson. He was extremely close. And the guy that had it was Tony Vinson. And he was amazing. But for Diego, he probably had 50 yards in carries, had a catch for 10, 12 yards. Had a million yards in returns, a touchdown. And each one of those big returns was a statement return. The first one gave us a chance to be up on them early in the game, which is hard to do against their offense. And when they had finally cut the lead to 8, he turned around and answered with a kickoff return that took it back to 15. So, you know, I'm proud of him. He's been sticking it out. He hadn't been healthy. He's been fighting it. And to watch him break out at the right time was certainly good for all of us and great for him.
Monmouth's running back, Jaden Sheridan, you knew what you were getting into. The leading rusher in the country, runs for 211. I think it's the third time this year that he's been over 200. What makes him so hard to stop? Yeah, guys obviously knew he was coming.
Great vision, great balance, great acceleration, great speed. And none of that does a damn thing unless your offensive line's good. And their offensive line's very good. They're big. They're strong. They know their scheme. They're all athletic. They pull. Everybody pulls. Everybody can pull. And they know how to block at the point of attack. And he knows how to read it. you need 12 people to maybe stop him. Seriously. Maybe 13.
Your team's back at home Saturday to play Villanova. Team also coming off a win. As you started to look at them, what are some of the challenges Villanova presents?
Well, they always play great defense. You know, once again, their defense is awesome. And it's a little bit different than everybody else's, and that's their niche. It's pretty cool, but it just seems like it's plug and play for them. Doesn't matter who graduates. There's another great player coming in. Offensively, you know, they run for 200 some a game. They throw for 200 some a game, and they put 30 points plus a game. Gee whiz, it's another week in the CAA with somebody with a blue uniform. At least they're coming here.
Different quarterback in Connor Watkins, the guy that's been around the first year as a starter, but has made plays, big plays with his arm, but then also showed he can make some plays with his legs. What do you see out of him?
What you just said, he's athletic. He knows the offense and he runs it extremely well. But one of the things that he's brought to the table, probably at a higher degree than some of the great quarterbacks that have played before him, is his deep ball is probably one of the best I've ever seen. And, you know, everybody's got a fast guy that can run. Everybody's got a couple fast guys that can run, but they have a quarterback who consistently put the ball on the money that far down the field, that's a skill of which Villanova is very, very good at, and one of which is dangerous as heck. So we'll have our hands full of him. Match that with a running game and a mobile quarterback. Is my hair gray? Yeah, it's a little gray.
Before I let you go, you guys have had some tough losses this year. How do you use a win like you got Saturday to finish this season strong?
You keep asking them, get better. And challenge yourself through adversity when it gets hard. You know, get better, get better, get better. Get up every morning, try to get better. And as I watch the progression of at least the offense, yep, that's happening. You know, I watched the special teams. Yeah, clearly that's happening. You know, we're diminished defensively, but we're finding a way through adversity to find a way to get success. All great lessons in football, all great life lessons, things of all which you can build on.
All right, Rob, thanks so much for the time today and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.